Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Let's talk about this for a second. It just kind of seems Botox is everywhere these days. And no longer just for aging, it's become so widespread. But how has this happened? Well, tonight on RTÉ Investigates, they'll be looking at Botox and the beauty industry in Ireland. And here now to tell us more about some really shocking revelations is reporter Pamela Frere. Good morning and thanks for coming in.
No, thank you.
Because
thank you,
I know you've probably been engulfed in this for the last couple of months. You said off air you haven't seen your family or friends for a long time and now you're doing this, so we appreciate it. It's an important conversation to have, isn't it? Because there's stuff going on that we need to know about.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's a major public safety issue. So for anybody who doesn't know, I might explain to them what Botox is.
Yes.
So Botox is actually, it's a registered brand. So, I mean, it's actually made in Westport and it's huge. That's a registered brand. But it's just become so popular worldwide that it's become the commonly known term for any botulinum toxin. Everyone refers to it as Botox.
Okay.
And it is licensed for use in Ireland. But we saw a lot of unlicensed products during our investigation and it wasn't Botox. So to let the listeners know what Botox does, it paralyzes the muscle. So it temporarily weakens it, which means the skin sitting over it can just rest and smooth out and you have very smooth skin.
Mm-hmm.
And who can do it? I might just say who can do it in case people are slightly confused about that, because there seems to be a bit of confusion out there for the consumer. It's a doctor or dentist or a registered nurse under doctor supervision only.
That's it.
That's it. It's a prescription medication.
Okay, you've mentioned three things there. Now, okay. A doctor, a registered nurse or a dentist.
Yes.
They're the only people that can do it. If your pal or a beautician or someone like that says they cannot do it.
No.
Okay, well, that is interesting. No, you've been investigating this for 6 months.
Yes.
6 months. Are there many reputable clinics who do it legally? Is there a lot of them?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, look, we have all seen, well, maybe it's just me, but I think we've all seen that the high street has changed dramatically. There are tons of reputable clinics. They've mushroomed all over the country.
Okay.
They have doctors in them. Those doctors have qualified. They've trained for years. They've often, like, post their qualification, they've specialised in an area of dermatology. They have a clinic which has a clinical standard. And I think what's really important for listeners to know as well is if they are offering to inject botulinum toxin, that toxin has to be stored in refrigeration. So we have seen a lot of instances during our investigation where this wasn't happening. And the experts that we were showing this to were really shocked about how the unlicensed products that we were seeing and that I was buying were not refrigerated and were not being kept in refrigeration. It's just not as effective.
And what are the other implications for going to someone who's unregistered and using stuff that isn't stored properly?
Sure. Well, if it's not licensed for use in Ireland, that means there's no traceability.
Mm.
So if you go to a reputable clinic, your practitioner, well, first of all, they've gone through a consultation with you. They assess your suitability to even get this procedure. They take a medical history and based on that, they decide if they're going to go ahead. They take the botulinum toxin out of the fridge. It's stored at a proper temperature and they reanimate it. That means they include in the mixture saline and it reanimates it. It's actually just a powder in a bottle. And then it basically comes to life for use. But if you're not doing that and your doctor doesn't have, or your practitioner, whoever's injecting you, if they don't have a registered and licensed product and they can trace it back to the manufacturer, what about if something goes wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like the serial numbers for reputable stuff, it's lasered onto the bottle. The number is put onto your patient's chart. If they go away and feel unwell or something happens, you can come back. There's traceability. And because they're trained medics, they know what to do. There are many instances of people, even that we've seen, they fly in to treat people here in Ireland for a week and they fly back out again. Your aftercare is by WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so that's a common practice. People flying in from where? Where are they coming from? All over the place?
Well, from Poland was one of the girls that will feature in the programme tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, coming into a town in the Midlands, injecting botulinum toxin for a week there, amongst other procedures, and then flying back out again. And when I did a Zoom consultation with her, she wasn't aware that she was being recorded at the time, but when I just said, look, it's my first time, what about if something goes wrong? And she had said that she had a patient whose eye had, you know, the eyebrow had drooped, and she had advised that person to put a warm towel on and to come back to her in a month's time. Like our experts were shocked. Like Professor Jack Kelly, he's the president of the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons, he couldn't believe that was the advice that people were being given. See you in a month's time. Mm. WhatsApp me. You can't assess somebody over WhatsApp.
Is the same happening with filler and stuff like that, and lip fillers and cheek fillers? And
there's a huge issue with lip filler, a massive issue, because...
Well, we see it. You can see it in the street. You see it
everywhere.
Walking down the street, yeah.
Well, I tell you what the biggest issue with lip filler is, an all dermal filler, whereas with Botox or botulinum toxin, it's strictly, it's a very strict prescription medication. Filler, anybody could do it. Myself and yourself, we can set up a clinic today. We can start injecting everybody that comes in the door.
So is that a huge issue that it's unregulated?
Well, it's utterly unregulated. So we could get our hands on this. But if we make a mistake because we're untrained and we're using this product, which I mean, we're allowed to use it, but we're not entirely sure what we're doing. If we hit an artery, if we start starving, say, the lip of oxygen and nutrients, and it starts to necrotize and you're getting into serious trouble, what you need to dissolve that lip filler is a prescription drug. So you can inject, but you actually can't dissolve what's happening. You need to, that's why doctors do it. They have the enzyme. It's called hyaluronidase, and that's prescription only. So again, our experts would say, don't do something with the left hand that the right hand can't fix, because you're leaving people in scenarios whereby they're heading down to A&E, and you know the doctors in A&E are being asked to do a huge job. But now they have to, like, somehow have a specialist knowledge of aesthetic medicine. You know, it's a lot to ask.
You were able to get a certificate for Botox training. Can you tell me about that?
Yes.
Well done, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for my, I graduated. I'm Jen. I'm Jen too. So I'm Jen for this. I set up Jen's Aesthetics. It was my own salon. So what I did see when I was on social media, and we were looking through all of these online, they're like online clinics because they advertise everything they do. They advertise their prices. And then in the background, we could see all these frames of, you know, you're certified to work in this area. And so I noticed that a few of them had this this certificate. It was from LFK, Lips for Kiss, the LFK Academy.
Sounds legit to me. Does that sound legit to you, Adam and Kate?
It very. And you know, within 20 minutes, I had watched the video. It cost me just over 100 euro. And they sent me a certificate, which I framed, put on my wall of my clinic inside the office in RTE, and I put a photograph of it on my Facebook site of Jen's Aesthetics, and it looks like I am certified to do that work.
It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. Yeah. What else was a revelation to you through this whole process?
Well, just actually the way it's coming into Ireland and the volumes that are coming into Ireland. So, you know, I was on Facebook. You know, you can go to Alibaba, you can go to different sites, but I really wanted a prescriber. I needed somebody who could get this for me wholesale. And we went on to some Facebook sites and we saw that people were actually looking for a prescriber for exactly this procedure. They couldn't get their hands on prescription only goods, so they needed somebody out there to act as a prescriber for them. So we found this London based man. I reached out to him. Within minutes he was back telling, you know, saying, contact me on WhatsApp, offered me a menu of prescription only products, and told me, you know, I'll send it to a town just over the border, and the best way to get it, avoid customs, avoid the police, head up across the border and pick up your package. So we actually dressed up the back of one of the makeup rooms in RTE to look like a salon. And I said, look, let's have a video WhatsApp call. Let's chat about this. I want to do a larger order. And I just really got him to chat to me about all of his clients in Ireland, at least a dozen in Dublin. They're coming from Clare, Galway, Limerick, all over. He actually said that one client sends her husband up. The order is so big, she's spending upwards of 5,000 sterling a month buying these unlicensed products and,
so she
and getting
can
them.
Get them into the country and get them injected into people's faces.
Yeah.
Okay, so the demand is there. It's obscene. So what would your, after being in this world for so long, for 6 months, what's your advice for people listening who are thinking of getting a little work done? What's your main piece of advice?
Well, as I say in the piece, look, there was a patient safety bill. It's still there. It's sitting being drafted in the Attorney General's office since 2016. It's hanging around now for 8 years. That would have initiated a licensing requirement for these locations. HICWA would issue the license and they could shut the place down if they felt it didn't meet the requirements needed for public safety. So that's still not enacted. We don't have that level of public safety. So right now for the consumer, you have to do your own research.
Okay.
You have to find a reputable clinic.
Okay. You went to the Health Products Regulatory Authority.
Yes.
What did they say?
Well, you know, they were saying to us that, I mean, in the last decade, they have had four successful prosecutions for this kind of activity, having botulinum toxin. I mean, they concurred with us that there has been an increase in this type of activity, that it is just for commercial gain. But something that was really interesting, last year, 2023, their detections of botulinum toxin rose to 400%. So, I mean, there's just no denying it. If that's what they're managing to detect, up 400%, it's huge. It's booming.
OK, well, look, I think everybody needs to see this programme. It's on tonight. Pamela, thank you so much for coming in. And you
thank
can you. Watch RT Investigates Botox and Beauty at any cost. It's on tonight, RT1 Television, 9:35 p.m. And it's on the RT Player.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.